There's nothing like the magical escape one can make when they crack open the cover of a book and read themselves into another world. When I was younger, reading was my favorite pastime. So, one summer, I devoted a month to reading the Harry Potter series. The words fabricated such a world and characters that, although magical, were truly relatable. Such a world must only exist, quietly nestled among the pages of script, guarded by two covers only to be seen by those inquisitive enough to immerse themselves in its discovery. Yet, it does exist. Physically, audibly, visibly exist. Sure, in the form of an amusement park, but Hogwarts beckons beyond the snow-covered rooftops of the quaint shops of Hogsmeade, and the Hogwarts Express exhales smoke into the air as you step through the gate into the land you thought only existed in your imagination. My sister Casey and I stepped into this legitimate fabrication of our favorite fantasy world, and, greeted by the waving, British-accent-kneeling conductor, were overjoyed. Our time in the wizarding world of Harry Potter was spent going from shop to shop, Zonkos to Honeydukes, admiring their windows and wares, and listening to the Hogwarts choir on our way to explore the castle with Harry, Ron, and Hermione. Perhaps most memorable, though, was our visit to Ollivander's wand shop. As you enter the dark, cramped room, you are positioned in a spot along the perimeter. Ollivander comes down a flight of steps as he introduces you to his shop. Then he picks a young witch or wizard to choose their wand. Much to our shock and excitement, Ollivander picks Casey, decked out in her Ravenclaw hat, scarf, and spectra specs. Casey slips off her specs and follows Ollivander into the middle of the room as I turn on my phone's video camera. He measured her and then, with a swish of his ropes, went behind the counter to pick a suitable wand. One wand kills a vase of flowers, another makes drawers slam open and shut, but then the magic seems to escalate. As she holds the wand, the room lights up and music plays as air rushes around her. Ollivander assured her that her wand was quite supple, made of birch wood with a unicorn hair center, and that if she so wished, she might purchase her wand in the next room. As his assistants led Casey to the door, she looked at me and smiled, and then disappeared. So perhaps magic doesn't only exist in books, and maybe a fantastic escape doesn't have to be found among words.